in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5380, Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Nisan, Tavshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the end of Adar Sheni, in which you write about being unhappy from your activities, your influencing on the students, etc. Which means he didn't think he was doing a good job. He didn't think his job was to be a spiritual guide for the students. And he's saying to the Rebbe that he doesn't think that he is really doing, he's not happy from his impact and his influence on these students. And the Rebbe says, when it comes to a situation like this, and in similar situation, our sages of blessed memory told us that a person is close, related to himself, and it touches him. The law is, you cannot testify about a relative. A relative cannot testify on his relative. And a person cannot testify not for the good and not for the bad. It doesn't make a difference. It can't really be, the Rebbe's telling you, to judge on yourself. You're saying that you're not being effective, that you're not happy, you're not satisfied. So therefore, the Rebbe says, you need to present the details of these matters as it pertains to your influencing on the students, to the hanhola, to the director of the administration of the yeshiva, and you should rely whatever they instruct. Go ahead, do as they tell you. And the Rebbe blesses him that in the end, you should utilize your talents in the best way that is best for you, really best for you. And maybe may the blessed Hashem succeed you. And, you know, if he is actually fit for the job, he's just has a negative opinion about himself or not seeing the things the way they are. So the Rebbe encourages him to suggest it, to present it to other people, to the Anhola, and let them make the decision. And the Rebbe blesses him that he should utilize his talents. You have talents in the best way that is for him. May the blessed Hashem succeed you. The Rebbe blesses him with the blessing for the Yom Tov. And again, because of the sanctity of the Yom Tov, the Rebbe does not sign it, and it is by the secretary. So what is